Shaw here, and one of the things I firmly believe is that things happen for a reason. We don't always know what it is at the time, but eventually it all comes out in the wash, as they say, or at least they do over here in England. I discovered there was more to the internet than emails and eBay on my 50th birthday, and what I really like about the internet is the variety of people you can meet. I've been fortunate enough to meet individuals from all over the world, and today I'm chatting to Gary Chappell. So how did I meet him? Well, I just looked for anyone with the same birthday as me on Facebook and contacted them. No, actually, that isn't true. But we do share the same birth. Really surprising you're in business for yourself, as no doubt you've heard the definition of a job is just over broke, haven't you? So how difficult was it for you to take that leap from being an employee to running the show?
Well, it was a little bit daunting at first. I had actually, as you said, my background is in accounting, but I gravitated toward computers and eventually worked my way up through the computer field and became a computer programmer and then a project manager for a lot of major firms, and primarily into telecommunications. I worked for some of the largest telecommunication firms in the world, AT&T, Verizon Wireless, T-Mobile. I've worked for almost all of them. But eventually, after being an employee for a while, I decided to start my own company, and I started my own computer consulting company in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and had at one time had over 10 employees working for my company. Now, that's not a large amount, but it was enough to have a substantial living.
I should imagine that's 10 lots of headaches, though, isn't it?
It is. It is a headache to run your own company, and plus you have to do all your own books unless you want to go ahead and consult that out. And I'm kind of a self-starter, so I did all of that myself. So, yeah, it's quite a headache to run a small company. But one of the things I learned, and I think people have seen this over the last decade, is that as the world economy has gotten worse, people are looking for other ways to maybe supplement their current income or perhaps even looking for a new career. And so they've kind of turned to the internet. And that's what I had done. Now, I started off slowly. I was continuing my computer consulting business, and but it began to dwindle. Employees began to leave, and it became increasingly difficult for me to get into these major corporations and consult for them. So I actually had to start doing subcontracting work where I would sign up with another large consulting firm, and then they would get me in the door. And as more and more U.S. companies began to outsource their work, I found it more and more difficult for my computer consulting company. So I, too, even though I was pretty successful over the years, I, too, was starting to look online to see if there was a way to actually make money online. And that's actually how I found Tissagoda Vatarni and Acme People Search.
So do you think people are actively looking for other streams of income now, or do you think that many people will wait until their back's against the wall before they actually take some sort of action?
Yeah, everybody's different. In my case, I started looking about a year before my last contract ended. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and I said, you know what, I've really got to do something. I need to really start looking into this. So if people are concerned about their current economic state or they're worried about their jobs, they really need to start looking now. You know, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and start looking online to find out what you're good at, what your skill set is, maybe some things that you're interested in. And at least while you currently have a good job, you can start playing around with that and getting your foot in the door, and also maybe have a little bit of supplemental income that you can start putting into your home business. It really works to do that now while you have a job than it is to wait until your back is against the wall, to where then you may not have the resources to get your home business started right away. So I would recommend everybody starts looking now if that's what they eventually want to do.
So how did you start to look? I mean, did you look for the areas of your expertise, as in computers, or did you look for make money online or home businesses, or what was your search?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I remember back when the internet was kind of like bulletin boards online. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember about the biggest application that was online was an airline application called Sabre. It was the one that all the major airlines used, and it was really like a bulletin board. It wasn't very fancy. You didn't have the browsers that you have today, and they were just all kind of like little message boards. But I started even thinking back then, this was around 1988, maybe 89, I said, you know what, man, if I could just come up with a product that I could sell online, I could make a fortune. Now, this was back in 1989, so kind of in the back of my mind, I always thought about, you know, trying to get on the internet and do something, but I never did do anything with it until probably the last 4 or 5 years. And I tried a lot of different things. If you remember when I was talking in San Antonio at the GVO conference, I kind of touched on this, but I actually looked into eBay auctions. I don't know how many people are into eBay, but I tried to do that, and I know some people who are very successful doing that. But I just didn't enjoy it, and it didn't work for me. And then I tried some drop shipping companies, and these are companies that basically you just sell their products, and they will handle everything else for you. They'll handle the credit card processing or whatever. They'll handle the shipping, and then they pay you a commission. And I know people who are successful doing that. But I didn't enjoy it, and it just didn't work for me. So I've kind of always been looking for something that would work. And I just happened, and really literally, just happened to stumble upon Acme People Search. And it was basically doing what you're saying, you know, looking for home businesses, looking for make money online, that kind of thing. And I came across Acme People Search.
I think that's really interesting what you've just said, because clearly you've got to have an interest, something you enjoy. You said you just didn't like it, so you couldn't have an interest in something that you didn't identify with. And I think a lot of people make that mistake, don't they? They go for make money online because it looks like the quick fix. But if your heart's not in it, it's never really going to happen, is it?
You have to have a passion for what you do, because that's going to make it so much easier. So there are a lot of, you know, I see things all the time where people will say, oh, I tried such and such and it was a scam. You know, well, no, it probably wasn't a scam. It's probably a very good business. They probably offer very good products or services. It's just that the person trying it out didn't really have their heart in it, didn't really try that hard to be successful with it. So in a lot of cases, I think it's just sour grapes on those people's parts, and they just, instead of admitting that they really didn't try to succeed, it's easier for them to say, oh, it's just a scam. There are a lot of good products and services out there on the internet, and you really just have to find the one that you enjoy working with. That's what happened with me with Acme People Search. Acme People Search isn't for everybody, but I saw the platform that was out there. I saw what Tissa was doing with it, and I said, you know what? This is something I think I could really get to work. And as I started working with it and setting up my websites and started advertising and working to be a success with it, I just found out that I really did enjoy it. And not only that, but I realized that it was something that, you know, provided value to people. And that's the other thing people really need to look at when they're evaluating a business. You really need to make sure that the business you're looking into is something that provides value to your customer. You don't want to just sit there and advertise it and try to get money out of people. That does nothing. You really want to provide genuine value to people, because then not only will they be satisfied and tell their friends about it, but they're going to come back. They're going to be repeat customers. So there's a lot of good characteristics of a business that you want to look at. And one of them is you have to have that passion for it. Number two is that company or that service or that product has to be of value to the customer.
That's right, because if you introduce somebody to whatever it is you're introducing them to and they get a good feeling about it, they're always going to think highly of you, aren't they? They're going to really appreciate you because you introduced them to something that made them feel good.
Yeah, basically. Joel Therrien, you know, of GVO always talks about know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, KLT. And that's really what it's about. If you introduce somebody to your business and your products and your services, and they get to know you and they begin to like you, and then as over time they begin to trust you, who are they going to – I mean – who are they going to tell their friends? They're going to tell them about you. They're going to say, hey, here's a product that you guys really should look into, or here's a service that you really need to take a look at. That's the way it works. All advertisers know that the best advertising is word of mouth. So, yeah, you've really got to have a good product and a good service that you're promoting. And I know that there are some out there that aren't very good, but a lot of them are. And just find that, again, find that passion that you have. Find that business that you're really comfortable with. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you've done in the past. It could be something that was always a hobby or something. A lot of people have hobbies that they turn into home businesses. Or maybe it's something that you've always thought about doing and you never have. Just find that passion and go with that, and you'll find out that that will help you go a long way in your home business.
There's a lot of people actually that are what many people would perceive to be experts, aren't they? But they just don't realize it. They've got loads and loads of skills built up from years of experience, but because they do it naturally or they do it every day, they don't realize other people can't do it, which is why a lot of these mum and pop type businesses are so good, aren't they? Especially on YouTube, a lot of people are demonstrating their everyday talents on YouTube.
Everybody's an expert at something.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's exactly what you're talking about. Everybody's an expert at something. And if you can take that and turn it into a home business, and if that's where your passion is again, then you have a really good chance at being successful. So yeah, you're exactly right.
I think a lot of people are put off with so-called experts and gurus when they come online and they show their PayPal accounts and their bank balances, and they say, look, I earn thousands and thousands of dollars in a day. Well, if you're just beginning online, if it's your first introduction to the internet, even $100 seems an awful lot. I think it's nice to say, well, you can earn your first $1 online, and then people realize the potential. I know that was the way it was with me, to think that somebody had actually found my website and bought something because of some words that I'd put up in cyberspace. And that was kind of phenomenal for me. Because all these, another thing people don't realize, that experts were always students first, and the people that are really, really successful online now have probably spent anything from 5, 10 years learning their craft, haven't they? And they've probably had more failures than they have successes. Has that been the same with you? Have you had any failures that you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you remember, Frank Sousa was at the GVO conference.
Oh, yeah, dear Frank.
And he talked about all of his failures. And every guru, self-described guru that I've ever talked with, they all say the same thing, including Tisagoda Vatarni. They all failed in the beginning, and I failed in the beginning. I think, you know, it's all talking about taking baby steps. You talked about making that first dollar online, and then you can make your first $25 and your first $100. Everybody has goals, and whether that's just to maybe make a car payment every month, you know, how would it be to make $300 or $400 a month and be able to make a car payment? Or maybe somebody wants to be able to pay their rent every month, or pay their mortgage. Everybody has a goal that they can set for themselves, and you're going to fail in the beginning. That's what I tell everybody. Every time I work with a student, I tell them, look, you're going to fail in the beginning, but take that as a learning lesson. Apply your failures to your knowledge base, and then go ahead and continue to grow, and your failures will then begin to turn into successes. Like I said, I tried eBay and I failed miserably at eBay. I tried drop shipping and I failed miserably at drop shipping. It wasn't until I found Acme People Search that I found something that worked for me. And now I make thousands of dollars a month in income every year. And if I say this all the time, but it's true. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I had no background whatsoever in the internet, even though I knew computers and how to run computers. I didn't know anything about the internet. I started off just like everybody else starts off. I didn't know a thing. And I had to learn how to put up a website. I had to learn how to advertise. I had to learn how to do WordPress blogs. All of these skill sets that you have to develop. It takes time, and you're not. And even if you do start making money, you're not going to do it overnight. You know, you always have these get rich quick schemes. You know, that are out there. Oh, you got this automatic teller machine. It's just going to be feeding you money into your account. It doesn't work that way. Like any job, you have to develop the skill set to be successful, and that's the same with starting a home-based business or an online business. You have to devote the time necessary to learn the skills that will make you successful. And if you're willing to do that, you can be successful, but you have to be willing to put in the time and the effort to be successful.
That's right. And you need the right tools and support and encouragement, don't you? And I think a lot of people, when they start on the internet, as you said, it takes a lot of time because there's an awful lot to learn. And if you haven't got supportive partners, it can cause an awful lot of friction, can't it? Especially as most of these things aren't get rich quick overnight, so it can seem that you're putting in a lot of effort for very little reward at the beginning.
Well, you bring up a good point, and one of the things I would say about that is when you're evaluating a home-based business or an online business, one of the things you do want to look at is what kind of support do they offer. At Acme People Search, for example, we have all kinds of support. We have a support forum where our members are actually in there all day long, helping new members who join and explaining to them, hey, here's what you can do here. Here's how you can advertise, free and paid advertising methods. Here's how you set up a blog. That's the kinds of things we do over at Acme People Search. So when you're evaluating a business, make sure that there's the support network there that can help you to get up and running. So, yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, that's great, because you do need motivation, don't you? Everybody does. It's like Zig Ziglar says, motivation doesn't last, but then neither does bathing. That's why you have to do it every day.
Exactly.
I love it.
I mean, there's going to be days when, you know, you're working on your business and you're going to feel like it's all hopeless, and it isn't. Again, it's baby steps, and you have to take one step at a time and just set your goals and work toward those goals.
And actually, it's a real sense of achievement, isn't it? Once you do something, you think, well, that wasn't so difficult after all, was it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think back. I mean, I've been doing this now for a little over 2 years. And I think back to where, you know, I started. And like we were talking about experts, there's people who come to me now for different things. Whether it's search engine optimization techniques or advertising techniques or WordPress blogs, I think about how much I have learned in 2 years, and it just boggles my mind. And now people look to me as an expert in a lot of different subjects. And 2 years ago, I didn't know a thing about any of this. So, yeah, everybody can start at ground zero and then in a year or two be an expert in their field.
Yeah, that's great, because the internet does level the playing field, doesn't it? It's nothing to do with age or experience or gender or nationality or anything, isn't it? If you're willing to learn, and you should continue to learn the whole of your life. I think a lot of people leave school or college and they think, that's it, you know, okay, I've done my bit. I can just relax now. But you can't, can you? If you want to, I mean, your thoughts create your life, and obviously the more you have to offer people, the more value you can give, the more you're going to get back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the other thing about the online community. It really is like a community. I mean, you and I met in San Antonio, and we're meeting people all the time just from being online. And it's amazing, you know, all the different kinds of people that you can meet. And this is another important point. Is we all know about social networking now. We know about Facebook and Twitter and all of the other social networks. But one of the keys, I think, to being successful is to make sure that, you know, you do get out there. You brand yourself. You get people to know who you are. You set up a public profile so people know information about you, just like you did with me, and brand yourself. And get yourself out there and socialize with all these different people, because you'd be amazed at not only how much you can learn from these other people, but all the kinds of little business deals you can set up with all these people. People want to work with you. There are people out there who actually want to, you know, do deals with you. And so as you get out there and begin to get your name out there and people begin to find out who you are, then the better that's going to be for your business, the better that's going to be where you can start offering your services to other people. And as you were talking about, you know, as you do that, then it's like a boomerang effect. It just comes back. So that's a very important point. I think everybody needs to, if people don't have a public profile out on the internet, they need to set one up, because that's one of the most important things you can do, to give a biography of yourself. You provide your contact information, even a photo. Make sure you have a photo of yourself online, and just start branding yourself and getting your name out there. Again, it goes back to know, like, and trust. People want to know who they're dealing with. They want to know what they look like. They want to know that they can contact them. So if you can do that, then you've got a leg up on most of the people who are online, because most people who are online don't want to share any of that information. They want to remain underground, and that really is totally the wrong thing that you can do. Just like with any business who wants to brand themselves, you're a person who has to brand yourself. So get yourself out there.
And also, actually, if you do stay underground, it can be a lonely existence, can't it? If there's just you and your computer, it I mean, you can sell your wares, but it can be depressingly lonely, I think.
Yeah, the landscape's changed online. It used to be, you know, 10 years ago, people could do that. People could remain underground and just kind of silently make money online. And there may be still some people who do that, although I think it's shrinking. The deal now really is, you know, you've got to brand yourself. You've got to get yourself out there, whether you're the Mike Phil Sames of the world, you know, or the Frank Sousas or the Tissa Goto Vitarnis or whoever. You've got to get yourself out there and let people know who you are, because that's the name of the game today. I mean, there's so much skepticism out there now that, again, people want to know who they're dealing with. They're not just going to pull out their wallet and put their credit card information in for somebody that they don't know anymore. It used to work that way. It doesn't work that way anymore. People are very discriminating now when it comes to dealing with people online. So you really do need to brand yourself.
So you're obviously very comfortable as a speaker. What was the biggest step you took to step out of your comfort zone? I mean, I know for me, it's doing videos. I hate being in front of the video camera. So what was it for you?
I think everybody hates being in front of the video camera.
I don't know. Some people seem to lap it up, don't they? I know. I suppose it depends what kind of personality you are.
It could be. I had an advantage there. Being from the corporate world, I used to have to do presentations. So I kind of grew up in that atmosphere, and I got over my fear of that a long time ago. And also, you know, like I said, I told you privately, you know, I'm in a music band, and we travel around and play around quite a bit. So I've got a certain comfort level appearing before the public. So that's never been a real issue for me. But as far as how people can overcome that fear, I think what you just said is a great idea. Using video to do that is a fantastic way to, you know, record yourself and then play it back and critique yourself. And I know most people don't like to see themselves, so they're probably going to over-critique themselves. But just look at the way that you handle yourself on video, and if you see any things that you might need to change, then you can work on that. But, yeah, being able to get out there and speak publicly is a nice skill set to have. Now, a lot of people don't really need that. It just depends on, you know, what kind of level of business that you're trying to entertain. For instance, if you're going to different conferences where you're asked to speak, then obviously you want to have that skill set. But not everybody has that or desires to do that. So just work on, if it's not that skill, work on some other skills that you might need to work on.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think, yeah, as you say, I think most people don't like to be on video. It's probably more a woman thing than a man thing. But and also a lot of
you think so? Really?
I do actually. Yeah, I think women seem to think
Why do you think that?
I just think people, women in particular, I think people, or they think that other people are judging by what they're wearing and how they look and things like that. And I know you shouldn't. I absolutely know that because, as you say, I've got an autistic son, and people judge him by the things he does, and you shouldn't do that. You should never judge a book by its cover, as they say. But I still think it's a female thing. Definitely.
Yeah, it could be. There's probably a double standard there to some respect.
Yeah,
so you're probably right.
Probably. Anyway, yeah. I see some of your other interests are religion and politics. They're kind of dangerous grounds to get into, aren't they?
They're probably the two most dangerous grounds to get into.
Yeah.
I just like reading. I like reading religious books and political books.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I spend a lot of my time.
Do you read a lot? I mean, what sort of inspirational motivators have you had? Like Jim Rohn or anybody like that?
I tell you, as far as motivational, I kind of grew up as a kid, and I don't know why I gravitated to that, but I grew up reading motivational speakers like Napoleon Hill. I just was wrapped up in them when I was growing up. So I've kind of always had this positive outlook.
So did you
I'm not really sure what caused it.
So did you get the message from Think and Grow Rich when you were young then?
I think I did. I really do. I think that just reading those types of books really did instill in me this idea that we really are what we think and that we can control a lot. You know, you can't necessarily control what happens to you, but you control your response to what happens to you. And you can either respond positively or you can respond negatively. And I've just always had a positive outlook and tried to look at the positive side of things.
Mm, that's good. Well, as Einstein said, God doesn't play dice. He said there's no such thing as coincidence, and you're responsible for what life brings to you. So as you just said, it's how you respond to different opportunities and situations that creates what you've got in your life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier, where people fail. You know, the only thing that prevents people from succeeding is that they quit. All of these people who are now successful online, all of these gurus, they all failed in the beginning. But the funny thing is, they didn't see them as failures. They saw them as an opportunity to learn and to go on and not to repeat the same mistakes over again. So a lot of people, it really depends on different people's personalities. Some people will fail and they'll just stop and they'll give up at that point. And other people have this, I don't know, this desire inside of them that just says, hey, I've got to keep on and, you know, learn from their mistakes and move on to be successful. And I really do think that's what separates successful people from people who quit. So, yeah, a lot of it has to do with attitude.
And tenacity. Keep going.
Definitely tenacity. Definitely keep going. Again, the only way you'll fail is if you just give up. So, you know, keep pushing on. Keep learning.
That's it. What is it? Quitters never win and winners never quit or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's
That's
true.
That's the phrase, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I know at the workshop, I mean, there was just so many different types of people. I mean, you couldn't put them in the box, could you? You couldn't say that they were all go-getters. They were people from all different parts of the world and different ages and different interests, which I thought was absolutely amazing, really, that they all had kind of one goal. They wanted to make money online, but they also wanted to make a difference, and that was really good, I thought.
Yeah, I think that's another characteristic of people who are successful online, is they're not just trying to make money online for themselves. They really do want to help other people. And I think that's, I mean, Tissa believes in that. That's one of the things he's always talked about, is how he always wants to make sure that, you know, again, he's giving value to people. And it's not just enough to make money. You have to be able to want to help others to achieve success too. And that's why you see a lot of these gurus out there now. They don't really need any more money. I mean, they're not in it for the money. They're successful already. They're wealthy. They do it really because of the love that they have for helping others to achieve success. And so I think at some point, when you get to a certain level in your life where you are successful in your business, that really is what's important. Sure, we all have goals. We want. I think the thing is that when you become successful, you then have the freedom to help other people. It's not so easy to do that when you're trying to be successful because you're focused on the things you need to do to achieve that. But when you get to that level, then you have the freedom to help other people. And that's really what it's all about.
It's a bit like being a grandparent, isn't it? When you think about it, when you've got your own children,
that's a good analogy.
You're so busy trying to make ends meet and just getting through that you haven't got time to spend with your children. But as you get to be a grandparent, you can spend a lot of time with your grandchildren, can't you?
That's an excellent analogy.
Yeah. So, okay, Gary. Well, that has been really, really helpful, and I'm so glad that you could spare the time to chat to me. How can people find out more about you and your Acme People Search?
Well, they can go to acmepeoplesearchbiz.com, and all the information is there on Acme People Search, and my profile's out there. They can check up on me if they like, and I'm on Skype as well, Gary.Chappelle.
And so, what about the band that you're in then? Where can they... They listen to you. Is that all in your profile as well?
That's actually on my brother's profile, which is StephenChappelle.com. So S-T-E-V-E-N, Chappelle.com.
Well, there you go. So if you get a few more raving fans then at your gigs, tell them I sent you.
We have a few groups.
You do, do you? Oh.
Yeah, we have a few.
Oh, bless you. Okay, well, thank you again, Gary. And
thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
You take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.